Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I'm going to be speaking on the subject tonight shortly, the glory of sons. Write it down. The glory of sons. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. We're going to shout it 5 times before I press into that message. Put it on the screen. You have your tablets wherever you are. Please get ready now because light is coming to you. Light is coming to somebody. I didn't hear you say a louder amen. Amen. Listen to me. Light shines in darkness. When God wants to change a person's life, He gives you the light of His word. The entrance of His word giveth what? Light. Kai. The entrance of His word giveth light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. By the revelation of this word tonight, you are taking a quantum leap in destiny. You are taking giant strides in destiny. I didn't hear your amen sound louder. Those inside, keep quiet. Those outside, shout it louder. Amen. I can hear you. I can hear you. Wherever you are, get charged tonight because somebody's deliverance is in what I'm about to share tonight. And I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. Whatever has limited you before, today the word of God brainwash you. I didn't hear you. I said the word of God brainwash you. The word of God brainwash you. The word of God renew your mind. The word of God renew your thinking. Transform your destiny. In the name of Jesus. We're going to do it 5 times. Everybody wants to go. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Again now. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. One more time. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things. Before you take it the two more times remaining. No, the word behold means see. Like you're telling people, see, everything has become new. See, after 20 days of glory, everything has become new. During the course of 20 days of glory, everything became new. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus that this season of your life, whatever has stayed too long and overstayed is welcome. That is a limiting mindset, a limiting ideology, a limiting concept. Today, by the revelation of your new birth, I declare they are wiped off forever in the name of Jesus. Can we take it again? One to go. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things. Now look at your neighbor, the last one. Tell your neighbor, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You will never live in the past again. You will never live in the old again. In the name of Jesus. I've come to realize that as a result of our growing up as children, a lot of things begin to affect our lives. There are a lot of things that affect the lives of people. Take note the glory of sons. Sons are going to rise out of this meeting today. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are rising to the place of sonship. You will never stay where slaves are anymore. You will never stay where defeat is anymore. You are staying in the place of victory. You are maintaining your victory, asserting your authority. Taking giant strides in the name of Jesus. I remember the testimony that was shared initially. The lady that shared the testimony about praying for her father and came back to life. I think she found a way to get the message that across to me also directly. I think when I was just going in yesterday or thereabout, I saw the message. She had the testimony to share that she started remembering the teaching on Tuesday how to cast out devils. So she said to the spirit of death, "Get out of here." So it's not that when you come now, pastor will do all the work. Hey, I'm going to give you the keys. When I give you, you will go back home and say, come, enough is enough. As soon as I read the testimony, I was like, this is it. Imagine 500 people like this, do like here, do like that across. Everybody will shout. They will say, "What happened to them?" Everybody, listen to me. Under the sound of my voice, whatever has limited your ability to express your dominion and your authority in Christ Jesus, by the revelation of this word tonight, it disappears in the name of Jesus. You will take your place in the name of Jesus. You will exercise your authority in the name of Jesus. Devils will hear your voice and they will get out in the name of Jesus. Death heard her voice and disappeared. Pastor was not dead. Death heard her voice and disappeared. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Growing up, we allow a lot of things to affect us. And some of them, they are not our fault because we just grew up in such kind of environments. For instance, I'm going to share with you a few things. Personal experiences affect a lot of people. When a person has learned from an experience, it affects your mindset. So sometimes the way you're supposed to behave, you're not behaving because they say, I've learned so thing, I will never behave like this. Now, that mindset, that experience is indirectly shaping your mindset. And there are certain experiences in our lives that already start shaping our mindset and will not allow us to express the fullness that God wants us to express. Is anybody get what I'm saying here right now? And every time something shapes your mindset, if it is not the word of God, you are having a view that is anti-God. Our experiences, like my wife was saying, experience in relationship. Maybe the lady that is saying every man is a scary dog. She had had experience with one man that is terrible. And she tried another one. He was terrible. And if she, instead of you have to try the third one, try and check yourself. Are you right? You need to check yourself. If you are meeting terrible people, you probably are very terrible. Like begets like. People attract their kind. So you must be careful. And all of a sudden she concludes, and that mindset is shaped, that all men are this. So when she says it over and over, before you know, I was sharing about this a lady many years ago. I used to know her, you know, but I can't tell where she's right now, but I know I used to have that, you know, relationship discussing with her and over. Every time I see something on her Facebook page, I'm like, put this thing down. She said, no. Any man that wants to come around my space must come with a car. I say, my dear, put this thing down. You will cause trouble for yourself. He said, no. By the time she hit 35, no man. 40, no man. I think she was hitting 42 or 43. Brothers and sisters. She went back. And you know, Facebook will now remind you 3 years ago, 5 years ago. She now said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I said, all the people that you have married, you want in law? Yes, you better go back and correct your childhood. There are certain things you have to correct on time. Mindset shaped. I don't know who did one thing or the other. She started speaking that way, and I will warn. One thing with me is that I warn. If I'm privileged to see anything, I talk. You're not going to flog anybody. I said, what kind of thing is it? Put this thing down if you like yourself. That's what I said. Very blunt. I don't advise you. I advise you to put it down. No, I said, put it down if you like yourself. And she refused. She went and she just laughed. I said, At the end of the day, she now said, when I was a child. Oh, so you have been a child since. Thank God you are now an adult. Unfortunately, all the adults should have married you. Maybe they are now old men. But you see, maybe she would attend the meeting and like this and get restoration. Because it's possible. Are we here together? Experiences shape our mindsets. Culture can affect the way a person thinks and behaves. Hey, in Yoruba, this is how we behave. In Hausa, this is how we behave. I've told you are not Yoruba, you are not Hausa, you are not Igbo, you are a Zionite. We don't have people like that here. A Yoruba man will not enter heaven. Igbo man will not enter heaven. Hausa man will not enter heaven. Edo man will not enter heaven. The people that will enter heaven are those who are in Christ. You don't enter heaven as a Yoruba man. When you get there, you think they will know your language. The earth, this thing is earthly. Everything you see here that we are speaking is what? Is earthly. And that's why very wicked people can put you against yourself with tribe and religion. Tribe and religious mindset, not just this thing. Mark chapter 7 verse 13. See what Jesus said. Mark chapter 7 verse 13. Put it on the screen for me, please. Mark chapter 7 verse 13. Somebody's light is coming in this meeting tonight. I can sense it. Somebody's light is coming in this meeting tonight. Jesus was speaking to the people. And he says, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. You make the word of God look useless as a result of your tradition, your culture. This is our culture. This is our the way we behave. No culture. It is now what? Scripture. It must change. Do put another translation. Jesus was trying to teach them something there. You can put an else here, any other translation. You, through your tradition, you have made the word of God of no effect. And so you cancel the word of God in order to hand down your own tradition. A woman comes and he tells the daughter that, through your tradition, you hand down the scripture. You knock down the scripture. You break down. You hack it down. And by the time that girl's beginning to suffer in the marriage, the mother is 80 years old. She's dead. The girl's journey of suffering will now start. And she handed her tradition instead of handing her what? Scripture. Our elders used to say, anything your elders say that is contrary to the will of God, remember, God is the Ancient of Days. He's older than your elders. They used to say in our place, whatever they say in your place that is not accepted in Zion, cancel your place and stay in Zion. Because this is where you belong. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing here today? It's a normal thing around here. It's our custom. Whatever custom you have that is not in line with the word of God, the principle of scripture, the elevated life that we have found in Christ Jesus, that custom today, receive grace to abandon it in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to abandon it in the name of Jesus. Personal experiences shape the mind of people. Culture shapes the mind of people. Then the child's experience and upbringing, that can be very powerful. Do you know that bad parenting can shape the mind of a child? Every time a parent looks at a child and says, stupid boy, you are dull, idiot, you are dull, do like that, the boy will become very timid, inferiority complex. When you see that child amongst the midst of the child's peers, and you see a child that the parents always say, you're good, you're strong, hey, my boy, big boy, yes, excellent, excellent, you just watch both of them, the difference will be what? Clear. And some people, probably under the sound of my voice, the upbringing that you got was not interesting. You were trained by a bitter mother that a man left, and the woman started speaking bitterness and transferring it to your life. Because only a few women know how to manage situation when their husbands have left. Only a few know how to manage it. Many cannot. Sometimes it's a man handling the children, and he does not know how to manage it. He now begins to bring in new, strange, adulterous women in the front of all the children, and they are growing up. The boy is a trainee adulterer because he's trained by a professional adulterer. It's affecting the boy's mindset. And he's seen it, and probably the father has some change around. He will say, I can still do it and be rich. Hey! 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 You see what that child has learned? That has affected that child. So parental upbringing is one of the things that has affected a lot of people, what they saw growing up. Environment is another one. Somebody grows in a place where it is normal for people to wake up in the morning and all they just use to look for Rizla in the morning. And one elderly man of maybe 60 years old will say, Tunde, for me came no lie. That's what he sees all his life. I can tell you the truth. If that guy grows up in that environment, whatever he has mirrored is what he will become. What we mirror is what we become. Except there is an intervention. And tonight there is an intervention. Everything you have mirrored that is contrary to the plan of God, the purpose of God for your life, I declare today that negative mirror is shattered in the name of Jesus. I say that negative mirror is shattered in the name of Jesus. With open face, you are beholding Jesus in a mirror. You are seeing a life of glory in a mirror. You are seeing a life of beauty in the mirror. The mirror of the word of God becomes your real mirror. Somebody shout amen! Hereditary. What we inherited from parents can also be a limitation in the life of a person. A limited, sometimes it can be health. And they say, you inherited it. I don't think there's any way you can do it. And sometimes things that we inherit from parents can be very strong. Kai, especially when it comes to, there are certain genes that some people were not able to manage their health very well. So they passed weak genes to their children. So their immunity is very weak. And somebody is saying, there's nothing I can do about it. Brothers and sisters, here, there's something you can do about it. I'm going to show you, nobody, there's no excuse in this life. There's no excuse to fail in this life. I don't know. I'm trying to mention anything anybody can use as an excuse and say that is the reason why I am where I am. And I'm going to show you a superior thing. Paul said, I show you a more excellent way. And today I'm going to show you a more excellent way. My heart indicts a good matter. A matter for your destiny to shift you, to transform you. And I declare today, this matter will bring you to the place of rest in the name of Jesus. Childhood experiences and upbringing can affect a person. It can lead to inferiority complex. Maybe a person was shouted at severally. You know, sometimes they have a defeat mentality because they were defeated in secondary or primary school and they say failure. Oh, low borbata, shiki shiki, low moja, oh, nilo paper. Every time, oh, nilo paper. Nowadays, nobody's using paper again, you can see. Oh, nilo iPad. And that thing puts that thing in the mind of that child. Do you know that sincerely, I thought I was a dull person all through my primary school. I thought so. When I got to secondary school, SS1 to SS3, I really thought I was a dull person. Because I didn't understand. SS1 to SS3, I still had that mindset. One of my friends in GSS class, mentioned to me, he said, Oji, you are dull. Kai, the thing stayed on me like this. It stayed on me. I started telling everybody I'm a very average student. Below, I just a little above. I was preaching it, you know. You start preaching something that you read, maybe you read something in a book somewhere, and you know, sometimes some of you are preaching your temperament. That's your gospel. Gospel according to sanguines. Gospel according to melancholy. You say, you see, don't worry about it because I'm melancholy. Oh, quality being here. You better understand your life. No temperament has the ability to stop anybody. When I get there, I'll share that. Are we listening tonight? Is anybody getting it now? Yes. Yes. So some of these things have the ability. Some people say, oh, because I'm this person, that's why I easily get angry. Because I'm a choleric. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, be angry, but don't sin. I don't know the kind of anger that you are getting, but your anger should be corrective, not destructive. Oh God, we get angry at different things. I get pissed off when things are not working. As soon as it is, I get not working, I get pissed off. But sometimes I need to tell myself again that I am not pissed off at the person, I'm pissed off at the situation. I learned it that no, not the person, the situation. This situation is bad, I will never tolerate it. I'm not talking about the person. Because I learned early enough that there's a way you get pissed off at the person and it will demean the person. I learned it. And that's why I addressed, I said, no, this situation, look at this thing. Look, when I say that, the thing is what I'm talking about. Because I will never allow that part to affect anything that I have to do with people. Am I communicating here? Yes. So you don't allow that. You say, I'm a phlegmatic person. That's why I always stay on the bed like this. I'll just lie down. Phlegmatic. Oh, just live like anybody that wants to do anything. Let them do it. Let me just see one man that will just marry me and take care of me. Brothers and... No, not brothers. Sisters. Hey, yeah. Have they not told you? Look at the guys around you. They are looking for God-working women too. They did not tell you. They didn't tell you. They are lying to you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? I'm a sanguine. That's why I'm very disorganized. Don't worry. As you're seeing, like just manage my disorganization. Stop that. The Bible says, "Let all things be done in order." Not sanguinity. It is scripture. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? So you must never allow that. We inherited some things from our parents. We cannot do some things about it. Our school environment, some people have learned their first experience of, you know, misbehavior, class things. I was discussing with somebody that was sharing with me an experience he's had. Very funny, terrible experience, you know, had to do with drugs and many things. Terrible experience. And I asked him, he said, I don't even know how I got into this thing because my parents don't do this. And I said, wait, picture back. A friend showed you. He said, true. Somebody led you. Anytime you see a person somewhere, somebody led them, or a situation led them, or something they saw somewhere created by a person brought them to that place. I don't know what has been leading you all the while. I don't know what has shaped your mindset all the while. I don't know what has given you an understanding that is a limiting understanding that will not allow you to fulfill your glorious destiny. But in these 20 days of glory, somebody is coming with a renewed mind. I say you are going back home with a renewed mind in the name of Jesus. Do you know that some of the things we even inherited from our parents, they are positive and they help us, is that not? Some of our temperament traits, they are positive and they help us, is that not? But many, many times, how do I put the English? More often than not, you know, the negative path always shows up more. The negative path always tries to override because the world lies in wickedness and evil. So evil always wants to superimpose itself. Why? Because by nature, the fall of man, every person came into that evil nature. It is in Christ Jesus that we now begin to put on. We are putting on. And you know, to put on something means that what you are originally, this is it. Then you decide to do what? Put on. That is why serving Jesus and coming to sonship is an intentional thing. God has called us to sonship. The place we are seated together with him. If you decide to just say, you must exercise your authority. You must exercise your authority. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So the positive impact of some of these factors can be amazing. But more often than not, the negative impact is more visible and tries to cripple your success and your progress in life. But child of God, thanks be to God. If any man be in Christ, I was abused when I was growing up. I was raped. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. I had the mindset that I'm a failure. I will never amount to anything. But now, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Because greater is he. Hey, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The greater one lives inside of you. And the expectation is a life of greatness. Anything less than that is not permitted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you sure you're getting what I'm saying today? Yes. My assignment is to re-engineer your mind. To bring it to the place where God has ordained for you. Where you will wake up in the night. And if you see a strange dream, you will wake up and say, devil, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Father, what am I going to do? Moses lifted up his voice and said, God, look at the rest. What would I do? God said, Moses, what is in your hand? Tell them to move forward. In other words, if Moses had not called God and he knew what he had and said, move forward, the Red Sea would have parted. He did not need to call God for the Red Sea to part. He needed to exercise the same authority he had been showing them in the land of Egypt. Everything he had started showing them there. He said, with this rod, you will do signs and wonders. How come Moses got to the front of the Red Sea and forgot that he still had the rod of signs and wonders? That is what has happened to many people. When we get born again, because we probably were not properly taught, or you have forgotten that you are a child of God. You have forgotten that your father is a lion and you are acting like a fox, like a dog, like a puppy. Sir, your father is what? A lion. Even a small lion is a what? Lion. It's not a buski. It's a lion. Tell your neighbor, look at me very well. Ladies, can you say I'm a lioness? Yes. Men, can you say I'm a lion? Some people are too proud. They cannot even say they're too proud. They say, how can I say I'm a lion? If God said he is the lion of the tribe of Judah, child of God, what is it that you are? Somebody say I'm a lion. I stand with the lion of Judah. I stay with the Lion of Judah. His grace has rubbed off on me. I act like the Lion of Judah. When I see devil, what do I do? Roar. You see a situation that is intimidating. I've never heard. I read in the scripture. He said the lion is called the king of the forest. Why? He said he does not turn back from anyone. You don't turn away from your challenges. You face it squarely. David carried that spirit, and when he saw Goliath, he said, who art thou, uncircumcised Philistine, before the army of the living God? Why? He knew what he was carrying. He knew the covenant. Sir, that was an old covenant. A fading away covenant. We are in the covenant of better things. That's why glorious things are spoken of us. We are children of the city of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell, I said to yourself, I am rising. I refuse to settle for less. I refuse to settle for less. I can never be small. Hey! I can never be small. Hey! Your beginning might be small. He said, but your later end must greatly. He didn't just say increase. Greatly increase. Greatly increase. Your understanding of your identity will establish a new authority. Your understanding of your identity will establish a new word, authority. A man was walking around the street the last year and he was just an ordinary man. Then somehow they started recruiting and they started filling forms. And they said Nigerian army is recruiting and they filled forms and they gave him form. Sir, just went for training. And after the training, he came out. The same man that was ordinary. Now when he comes out, he has an authority that has been vested on him to do certain things, true or false. Last year, was he not a man? He was a man, is that not? He will wear normal trousers. He will wear normal shirts. He will wear everything. Was there a special spirit inside of him or something special that made him different from a man? But sir, there is a spirit when you are baptized in training. When he enters that place, his destiny will begin to go, when he enters that place, he does not see human beings as normal again. He sees everybody as what? Small. Now we the rain. Why? the training has configured his mind. And they have told him that as long as he is alive, he can carry a gun. And if he tells that the person will die, the person will do what? Die. What did they do to the man? They baptized him with training. 20 days of glory will baptize you with training. It will baptize you with training that will reveal your identity. Training that will reveal your identity. That will establish your authority. After now, whatever intimidated you before, you will stop them in the name of Jesus. Guy, the same man without talking, just that he wore his uniform and his passing, the same people who looked at him and said, Ode. Now, you can't say, if you say, Eya, Anekoko Seketeya, Branda Branda. Hey, when you take one slap, you will see star. Nobody will tell you, you know that Jesus is the bright and the morning star. What happened to that man? He was baptized into training. He was inducted into something. Know you not that so many of you as were baptized into Christ, were baptized into his burial, his resurrection, that as you have been baptized into Christ, so also you must arise and live the newness of life. You died like a baby in him. You are risen like a lion in him. You died like a person who was timid and fearful, but you came out like a bold person now. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here right now? Everything that has swallowed your boldness and confidence, as your authority is exalted tonight, in the name of Jesus, I declare, something is seared up inside of you. You are rising to take your place. You will never settle for less. You will never accept a failure as a position. In the name of Jesus, say to yourself, I'm a lion. You had a dream, and in the dream, you saw yourself walking naked. In the dream, you saw yourself walking naked. In the dream, then you wake up in the morning. You said, you are deceiving yourself. I am clothed in righteousness. I am clothed in righteousness. I am clothed in righteousness. I cannot be that man walking like that in the dream. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Satan is trying to show you what he wants to do. But guess what you do? You say what you want to be. He called the things that be not as though they were. So who must call the things that be not as though they were? You. It's your time. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Is anybody learning from what I'm saying tonight? See, under the sound of my voice, these 20 days of glory. Mekwa katarabash. Beliante enoska. Bariana bazuza. Bereko shakata. Anything that does not look like the authority of Jesus. Anything that does not look like the power of Jesus. That is trying to swallow and bury your head in shame. I declare today, you rise in boldness and confidence. You rise in boldness and confidence. You are baptized with the baptism of courage. Receive courage and boldness in the name of Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. Something is happening. Somebody is getting angry. By yourself, you'll be telling that pain, get out now, get out now, get out now, get out now. You by yourself. Whatever you permit is permitted. Whatever you say, never. Bible says never. When you say no, heaven agrees and says no. When you say stay, heaven says, okay, no problem, stay. So who decides what happens? You. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing tonight? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are what? Behold, all things have become what? Yes. Is it drizzling outside? Please help find space for anybody to come in. You can put some seats inside of here at the middle roll. Let's just find space. Those of us under the tent, bear with us. Don't worry. Everything is going to be fine. It's August. Are we here together? Yes. I don't want to say there shall be showers of blessing so that it doesn't. But it's a shower of blessing anyway. Are we here together? Let's find your way in. Just find a way. Put more seats for them at the middle. They can add some other seats on this side of this church on the roll here and let people sit down, please. Ensure nobody is under the rain as much as we can. If anybody must be under the rain, let the workers be under the rain. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4. Look at what the Bible says. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4. I'm going to be showing you scriptures. Please write down these scriptures. I am showing you what you are supposed to be featuring. Scripture is a revelation of your path in Christ. The scriptures reveal to you where you are supposed to be, who you are supposed to be, the authority you are supposed to have in Christ Jesus. When Christ, who is our life, appears. I read the thing and I took a pause. That means I don't have life. Do you have life? I don't have life. Who is my life? Christ. 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 Who is my life? When Christ, who is our word, shall do what? Kai, under this atmosphere, there is a prophetic word that is coming to my spirit. There is going to be a description that will make the person at the back come to the front. Somebody is going to sit here now that was staying outside before. And God just opened my eyes that is about to happen in somebody's destiny. See, I did not prearrange this. I did not plan it. I just saw it in my spirit that you have been in a position, but there will be a disruption. There will be a disruption. As a result of that disruption, your position is changing in the name of Jesus. Your position is changing in the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm saying, but whoever receives this, a disruption that will bring you to an elevated position is coming in the name of Jesus. Disruptions that cause elevation. I just saw that in my spirit right now. It just as he was marching and bringing the chair, and he said to me, "Son, somebody from outside now will sit there. Who was at the back now come to the front." He said, "This is what I mean." You have been in a particular place. There's going to be a disruption that is a positive disruption. Others might be worried and bothered, but that disruption is bringing you to destiny. That disruption is bringing you to alignment. That disruption is bringing you to your position. In the name of Jesus. Sit up. Let me teach you a little bit now. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Kai, no man appears without his life. Does anybody appear without their life? So the Bible says, when Christ appears, I will appear with him. Why? He is now my life. He is now my life. Who's your life? Who's the life of the believer? Who is the life of the believer? Who is the life of the believer? Because Christ in me. Kaya. The life of the believer is not a cheap life. It's not a small life. It's not a life of inferiority. It's a life that is superior. Is anybody get what I'm saying today? Our new life is Christ. An indestructible life we have received. My life is hid with Christ in God. If my life is hid with Christ, he's holding it. And he decided to hold it, then he joined it to himself. You don't understand what I'm saying tonight. Child of God, look at who you are very well. Look at yourself. Don't allow any situation. Don't allow wherever you are. Regardless of the country where you are watching me from, I don't care the country. They might say, it does not happen like that here. That thing only happens in Africa. No! The covenant works everywhere. Regardless of geography, regardless of wherever you are, if you stand upon this covenant, it will work for you. John chapter 15 verse 5. Jesus gave an illustration there. John 15 5. Very powerful. Powerful. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears more fruit. He who abides in me and I in him. The believer abides in him and he is in the believer. Hey! Until your eyes is open to understand this, you will not come to the place of sonship. A slave does not abide in the master. He does not know the mind of the master. There are many things the master will never reveal to a slave. But when the son comes around, he says, "Son, come into my bedroom. I have a discussion." Kai, that's how the Holy Ghost will wake some of you in the night and says, "Wake up, let's talk." Mando robo shakapaya. One night I wrote a whole book just because he woke me up. A whole book. It just woke me up. And as I woke up, he said, "This is how to..." All the contents, content chapter, this chapter, that, I was just writing. And I started getting content. I was like, Holy Ghost, you're rushing me. May Holy Ghost rush you very well. May he rush you with ideas, rush you with creativity, rush you with power, rush you with strength, like a rushing mighty wind. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I wrote so much that night. I woke up and I was like, "What? You know what you call? You know what they call it now? Constipation." I was now belching the things he wrote. Because when I came to church that night, I had another topic to teach, but I had to share some things in between because I could not hold it. What you are uttering is as a result of the utterance you have received. And he will give you utterance. Utterance is not only speaking in tongues. they are utterance of spirits, they are utterance of men. When you speak in tongues, utterance of spirits, you are beginning to reach God. When you speak in tongues of utterance of men, you enter an organization and you finish talking. Kai, I can't forget the testimony Bimbo shared. I still saw him the last time. I said, how's your job? He said, I said, this job you're doing, do you like it? He said, no, sir. He said, I've applied for that one. I said, don't worry, your dream job. You see, prophetic words are powerful. I can't forget that. I said, this job, do you like it? He said, no, he doesn't like this one. I said, what job? He says, like, this kind of marketing thing, and I'm not the kind of person. I said, very good. I said, don't worry, your dream job. And he went and they rejected him. And guess what? Some people would have said, they have rejected me. There's no hope for me again. Nothing for me again. No. When you know who you are, rejection is not an option. I will continue to enforce what I believe. I will say it. In fact, he forgot to show you how that thing worked. Another organization called him for interview. That would have been the dream job of another person. But there was something he had in his heart. The desire and expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. But as that testimony was shared, I said I was going to speak prophetically to replicate it here. That there will be many more of that testimonies in this congregation. Where people have been rejected, they will be called back. Proposals that they have abandoned, they will call you back. Job they were supposed to give you, they said no, they will give you now. Opportunities they declined, they will give you that opportunity now. In the name of Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. By new birth, as a child of the living God, you are not permitted to live an ordinary life. Christ is our life. He said it very clear there. Very clear. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He didn't say, I am the vine, I am a tree, you are the grass on the floor. Kai, whatever position that he is, he has put us in that position. If there's anybody outside of standing, let them come and fill up these places here. Yes, sister here. Whatever position that... Listen, you must know it from today. Listen, I am the vine, you are the branches. Can you separate the vine from the branch? Are you the one that will separate it? Is it not one tree? It's holding that thing together. Another time he came, he said, you are seated together with me in heavenly places. Then you have... Something happens. I say, God, I don't know why I'm alone in this. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. That is the devil speaking to your mind. When the devil says you are alone, tell the devil, shut up, I'm not alone. I am not alone. Can you say it? I am not alone. I can't hear you say I'm not alone. One with God is what? Majority. You cannot be with God and be alone. If he goes with a host, listen, if God moves with a host and you are with God, you two, you are going with what? You are going with a host. Host of angels. Inside me, oh, is inside me. Kai, I hear the roar of the Lion of Judah. Is inside me, oh. Oh, he's inside me. I hear the roar. Baleko shakapa yagabara gadala baruadesh. Ezuzo beke deke 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 deke. Melia kabara gadadadadadadada.
He's inside me.
I hear the voice of the host of heaven.
Of the host.
They are calling me. They are calling. Mavis, arise. Fulfill your destiny. Mavis, arise. Run through a troop. Kaya kabaka baka 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 baka. Rade de 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 de. Knowing that there are so much with us than those who are against us. A son knows that whatever the father has belongs to him. He's not an outcast. Never. Many people have lived all their life as straight prisoners to fear. Fear of the future. Fear of taking giant strides. Fear of becoming. Fear of becoming what God has called you to be. Why? Because you always see a shadow telling you, you cannot. But the psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? For thou, sir, he was with the psalmist. That is Emmanuel. Now he's where? Inside of me. Hey! With me and in me. Old Testament with me. New Testament with me and in me. How can I fail? How can I fail? I cannot fail in life. I can never be defeated. I am very rugged. Satan knows it. He can't try rubbish where I am. Because the Lion of Judah is walking inside of me. I am a son. I'm not a slave. I speak as a son. And I command devils, get out of my environment. Get out of my environment. I create my own atmosphere. When I speak as the son of a king. This is who I am. Oh, somebody just exclaimed, glory! Yes. You are one with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. The glory of sonship. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. 1 Corinthians 6 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. By one spirit, we all have been baptized into one body. We who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Are you one spirit with him? And why should the devil scare you? Why should the devil disturb you? Tell him, I don't have time for rubbish. You will tell the devil, I don't have time for what? Rubbish. I don't tolerate nonsense. In our kingdom, we don't tolerate rubbish. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, because God was what? With him. And Jesus came and looked at you eyeball to eyeball. He said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. Eh? Your father comes and he says, who is at the gate? You say, I don't know. He said, whoever it is that is at the gate, regardless of whoever, tell the person I said, you go back home. When you get to the gate, no matter how tall the person is, brother, go back home. What rubbish? Why you say that? Go back home. Especially when you know that no matter how lanky and tall the person is, greater is the one that sent you. Is there anybody greater than your father? Ask your neighbor, who's your father? Tell the person, Yahweh. Then I asked the Lord, what name fits you? He said, Yahweh. Listen to me, child of God. There's nothing to fear when you are a son. Only slaves are scared because they don't know when they will be banished. Sons are not scared. The prodigal son had gone out far from his father's house, messed up, did a lot of terrible things. One day, the Bible says he came back to his senses. Somebody under the sound of my voice is coming back to your sense. I say you are coming back to your right sense. After eating with pigs, he looked at himself and he said, are there not many... At least he did not forget that he was a son. He said, are there not many servants in my father's house? And they have enough food to eat. Who brought me to this position? What brought me here? Of course it was his mistake. Am I making sense here now? So wherever your mistake has brought you to come back to your sense. Until you come back to your sense, you will not be able to take your position as a son. The Bible says he came back to his senses. And he said, I will arise. I will arise. Kai, you don't know what that statement is. I will arise. That was the statement that made four lepers champions. I will arise. That was the statement that made Esther take her position in the land of Shushan. I will arise. Can I prophesy to somebody today? Everything that has caused you to stay in one position, by the revelation of this word today, you are rising in the name of Jesus. I say you are rising in the name of Jesus. You are not just the son of God, the son of your biological parents. No. They are caretakers. My father was a what? Caretaker. My mother was what? A caretaker. Is the caretaker the owner of the house? Don't you have caretakers around the community? They manage the property, is that not? The work of the caretaker is to manage property. He's not the owner of the house. My parents are caretakers. My real father is God. From the day I accepted him into my heart as my Lord and what? Savior. He became my God and my Father. He became my God and my Father. And sir, the last time I check, every child remains the responsibility of the parents. It's only an irresponsible parent that will push the child away. Or when poverty and sackbut has hit the parents, that's when they will say, go and do anything you like. Hey, but our God is called El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. Is anybody get what I'm saying now? A child can come to the biological father and say, daddy, give me this thing. And the father knows that he does not have it. But this, our own father, the Bible says, when you come to him, if you come to him and ask him for bread, will he give you stone? If he comes to you and ask him for fish, will he give you scorpion? He said, if men being evil know how to give good gifts to their children, he said, how much more your heavenly father, the one who is faithful and true, the one who speaks a thing and it comes to pass, he said, shall he not freely give you all things? Whatever is lacking in your life, today I stand in this position as a prophet of God and I declare, every supply in any area that you have desired it, whatever it is, as far as it is our heavenly father who has all things, I declare your needs are met in the name of Jesus. From the store of heaven, receive in the name of Jesus. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's our responsibility to convert it from the spiritual to where? The physical. And I have different methods for converting it. Ask and you shall receive is a method to convert. Seek and you shall find is a method to convert. Knock and you shall open is a method to convert. Lekasuka payakapa ruata tatatata is a method to convert. That one is, you know, there are some conversion method is petrol, some diesel, some. This one is gas. Zubrante brate meruata kapaya ebebe kete kete kete. You know what this one does? This one goes to search the mind of God. It will not give you what you desire, what you want rather. It will give you the desire of the Father. Albeit he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh mystery unto God. I declare everything that is belonging to you that has been withheld, according to God's good treasure, receive it in the name of Jesus. Your healing, receive in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears open in the name of Jesus. Partial blindness, I command, get out in the name of Jesus. Weakness of the body, internal weakness, and your blood pressure is so low and dry. Rata nemo shakapa, like a rushing mighty wind. Holy Ghost, rush you with power and strength in the name of Jesus. Your blood pressure is low, it stabilized under this service. You cannot be under this atmosphere and go back and check your blood pressure and say it's high. It's stabilized. Every instability in under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, online, onsite, inside, outside, anywhere, whatever is not stable in your life that ought to stable, whatever is fluctuating that is supposed to be stable, I declare, they take shape according to God's order in the name of Jesus. You don't know 20 days of glory. It's an altar. It's an altar. It's an altar. It's not. It's a portal that God has organized for such a time as this, for the deliverance of men and women, putting them in place so that they can take the lead and become the beginning of the new order. One devil says that he's going to stop you. You say, he can't stop me. I'm unstoppable. The wind blew where it listed and no man knows the direction of the wind. He says, so is a man of the spirit. They say, we know you, I can predict you. Brothers and sisters, if it's character prediction, yes, I am fixed. But when it comes to predicting the possibilities and realities of God in my life, that you can predict where I will be tomorrow, who are you? Whoever has put a line and a thread, nobody can cross beyond this line in that family, in that home. Today I declare, by the power of he that entered grave, where nobody entered and come out, he entered and he came out. Whatever grave position, any family, anybody, your health, your career, your business has been, I declare right now, come out! Come out! Come out! In the name of Jesus. 2 more minutes, sit down. I'll close now. Now that you are a son, God is your father. You shouldn't be afraid of generational curses again. Many times, people talk about generational curses a lot. they forget that there are general blessings. They forget. How would you be remembering curses and fail to understand that they are blessings? When you get born again, you leave the place of curse, you come to the place of blessings. He didn't hear what he said to them in the Old Testament. He said, who can curse the person that God has blessed? He said, Israel is my firstborn. He told everybody. He said, he is my firstborn. You can't do anything about him. They stand from afar. They raised an altar and they were trying to curse him. He cannot walk. God said, somebody is my son, my firstborn. And you curse that man? Balak tried. 7 times he raised 7 different altars. In order to perfect his skill and his prophecy. I don't care how many times they are perfecting their skill and their trade and their wickedness against any family under the sound of my voice. I declare permanently it is failing in the name of Jesus. You want to talk something, sometimes Satan will say, don't talk. Eh? He's shutting you down. Okay, life and death is in the power of what? The tongue. And in this kingdom, we are talking people. There's nobody, the most quiet person in this kingdom. Moses was a very meek man. When anointing hit him, the Bible says that he became mighty in words. Sir, I have seen Oral Robert was a stammerer. That's how it was. When anointing hit him, instead of like, he will be hitting sickness like that, and they'll go. And they'll go. Not once will he stammer there. Benihi did not tell you that he used to stammer. Kaya. Whatever people have said is natural, that is just your system, oxygen and whatever, I declare everything is stabilized in the name of Jesus. Everything takes shape in the name of Jesus. Everything aligns in the name of Jesus. Don't let anybody lie to you. I inherited it from my father. It's from our ancestry. Eh? Well, you know here at MIC that our DNA, it has changed. Why do they do paternity tests? I mean, what do they call it? Paternity. To determine the father of a child. Brothers, they did my paternity test. They could not find my biological father alone. As they saw the biology ancestry, then they now saw a particular part of it. That part of my DNA was pumping with fire. The doctor said, this one is the son of God. I declare from henceforth, whatever does not align with the power and the ability of God in your DNA, today it is shifting in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost reconfigures your DNA. The Holy Ghost reconfigures your DNA. Your DNA lies with the life of Christ. And Jesus is seen as your father. Known as your father. Established as your father. Satan knows you by the authority of Jesus. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. He asked us once, who are you? You know why he said that? By the time he checked the DNA of Paul, he saw God. Check the DNA of Jesus, he saw God. Then these ones came. Their DNA was showing their father. My father said they transfer it to us. My mother said everybody in the family has 1-2. My father said everybody has breast lump. Everybody has cancer. Yeah. That is nonsense. Tell your neighbor, it is nonsense. Have you not read the word of God? He said, listen, very strong and powerful. The Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead be inside of you, he said that spirit will give life to your mortal body. I don't know what your father passing to you, what your mother passing to you, that is not consistent with power, glory, and life. Today I declare, by the power of the Holy Ghost, it is erased in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, it is erased in the name of Jesus. The life of Jesus breaks forth inside of you. The ability of Jesus breaks forth inside of you. The nature of Jesus manifests in you. The same sickness that dropped you down, I declare, now it will come. You develop your spiritual immunity. Your spiritual immunity. You override that thing in the name of Jesus. As I'm praying right now, there are people, there are viruses in your bodies that are beginning to die now. Lift up your hand. Viruses are going to die in this service. Maya Koborogodosh. Infections will die now. Melelelelelelelele. Something has been eating up a part of your ear. Maruata inside. Sons know their right. They know who they are. Gazuza Baredesh. Beruana Ruana Rede. Mekoko Shakata Yabagabagaba. Pray aloud. Steer the spirit of sonship. 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 The Holy Ghost is the spirit of adoption. He's the one. Steer him. Steer him now. Go ahead and pray. Steer. Steer the Holy Ghost. Something is going to happen. There'll be a rumbling. Inside, outside, everywhere. There's a rumbling. Your DNA is excited with fire. Your DNA is excited with fire. The glory of sonship. The power of sonship. Regardless of your geography, regardless of the region where you are.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.